The summit in Brussels comes just days after Britain and the 15 countries using the euro agreed to a package worth more than $2 trillion of guarantees and emergency aid to help banks grappling with the world's worst financial crisis in decades. European leaders who endorsed that deal now want other EU members to agree to it in a sign of broad European coordination in dealing with the meltdown. The European rescue package is similar to the one adopted in the United States. At a press conference in Brussels, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said it was important European Union leaders also look ahead.
Now we need to take this to the next level. Europe is leading the global response. We must continue to do so. An urgent priority is to further deepen coordination at international level and specifically with the US.
Not all EU countries agree with the financial measures. Some, like the Czech government, worry about such major state intervention in rescuing banks. EU leaders are also expected to tackle another divisive issue, efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by the year 2020. Some worry a possible recession may make it difficult to bankroll the measures. But British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who spoke at the press conference, stressed the importance of cutting emissions.
This is not the time to abandon a climate change agenda which is important for the future. What we've seen over the last year is that oil prices have risen significantly, and so the arguments for taking the action to reduce carbon consumption are not simply the arguments about environmental decay and the disaster that could befall us. There are arguments about energy security, and there are arguments about the affordability and making us less dependent on a volatile commodity.
On Thursday, the EU leaders are also expected to address immigration issues. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.